From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
At the United Nations on Wednesday, he said when asked specifically if the term ethnic cleansing applied to the plight of the Rohingyas, most of whom are Muslims, when one-third of the Rohingya population has got to flee the country, can you find a better word to describe it? He said, I believe we're facing a very dramatic situation, and that is the reason why I appeal to the Security Council to seriously consider the situation. A young girl detonated a suicide bomb in a mosque in northern Cameroon early Wednesday, killing at least five worshippers and wounding others. The 12- or 13-year-old girl entered the mosques after the first call for prayer, according to the governor of the Midjiawa-Bakari region near the Nigerian border. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Boko Haram militants have been waging a war to establish an Islamist state in the area. President Trump has blocked the acquisition of a U.S. computer chip manufacturer by a Chinese company, calling it a threat to national security. The Chinese-owned Canyon Bridge Fund had sought to take over the Oregon-based Lattice Semiconductor Corporation. This is VOA News. UN experts say thousands of migrants are at high risk of enforced disappearance. A special report by the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearance accuses states and the international community of turning a blind eye to the crime, which generally goes unreported and unpunished. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the report to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
Experts warn the increasingly dangerous routes migrants follow expose them to greater risk of becoming victims of human rights violations, including enforced disappearance. The report calls on governments to gather all information about people who disappear in or while transiting their countries and to do what they can to locate missing migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Human rights groups in the United States are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the American border. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced Wednesday that they had filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 10 American citizens and one U.S. permanent resident who had their smartphones and laptops searched without warrants. Several, but not all, of those named in the suit are Muslims. One of them said he was physically restrained while being questioned. None of them have been accused of wrongdoing. The lawsuit calls for stricter guidelines for searches of electronic devices. American security officials are ordering federal government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a security firm, cybersecurity firm, based in Moscow. The Department of Homeland Security issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. It said the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. The International Olympic Committee announced Wednesday it would award the 2024 Summer Olympic Games to Paris and the 2028 Games to Los Angeles. The announcement followed a vote at its headquarters in Peru. The 2024 Olympics will mark the 100-year anniversary since the last time Paris hosted the Games in 1924. It will be the third time Paris has hosted the Games. It first hosted the Olympics in 1900. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.